we liked the you know, as you know, we've been working on this free college initiative, and the governor stepped up today with his investment both in the GI bill for Pennsylvania military folks, and he stepped up on providing some significant financial assistance for those individuals who graduate from a community college and who decide to stay here in Pennsylvania, work in Pennsylvania. They will get some financial assistance as well. This free college conversation has many pathways to get to home. Governor stepped up on one of those pathways today. The education investment, a good start. There's a lot of folks who would have liked to have seen a much more robust investment in basic education to build much more significantly and much more dramatically on what was done in his previous 4 years, which was very significant. But it's a good start, and hopefully through the budget negotiation process, we can build on that and improve on that. Love the minimum wage increase. That adds about $120 million to the state's budget. I think that's very good, very necessary. It's been 10 years that we haven't had a minimum wage increase. Every state around Pennsylvania has increased their minimum wage. It's time for Pennsylvania to increase its minimum wage. Love the alignment with our job training sector, both on the business side and the labor side. It's a lot of that stuff is just not lined up correctly. So what's happening is that folks who are in job training are not getting directly connected to the jobs that are available to them. And the folks who are hiring are not signaling in a fast enough time what kind of jobs that they're hiring for, and so that folks can be trained for that. We've got to get a better alignment there. So there's some good things. Hopefully the negotiation process through the budget, we are able to build on that and expand on that. Appreciate the governor's initiative around severance tax. He didn't talk about it today, but he talked about it a couple of days ago. The severance tax investment in our infrastructure in Pennsylvania is extremely necessary. We still remain the only state in the nation that does not have a Marcellus Shale natural gas drilling tax. We're subsidizing other states, other people. We're subsidizing Texas. We're subsidizing Louisiana. We're subsidizing Ohio. We're subsidizing North Dakota. And we should be in the business of getting resources from our own natural resource and subsidizing Pennsylvanians as opposed to other folks around the country.